Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, there's something special about the bond between grandparents and grandchildren, and there are more grandparents now than ever before. With people living longer, more of us are getting the chance to relish that special relationship between grandchildren and their beloved grandparents. According to research published by The Economist, having a grandparent around has a hugely positive impact on both child and parents, not only strengthening intergenerational ties, but also, critically, allowing mothers to earn more by helping to ease the childcare burden. Well, singer and besotted granddad Daniel O'Donnell joins us now. And I have to say, Daniel, you're very welcome to the show, but you're not alone in your besottedness, because we've been inundated, since I mentioned it about 20 minutes ago, with texts from besotted grandparents from all around the country about just, you know, what a joy grandchildren are in their lives.
Well, nice to be with you. Certainly, you know, the grandchildren have just brought so much to both of our lives. And, you know, just yesterday, Archie was 5, and like at about 7:45 in the morning, the call came. You know, he was all excited because he was 5 years old. And just, it's amazing. It's hard to describe, really. You know, and I'm sure every grandparent is the same. As much as they know how they feel, it's very hard to describe what the children bring to your life.
Because I think when I say besotted, I don't think I'm overstating it. Magella, your lovely wife, has talked about this as well, and talked about what a fantastic granddad you are to your three grandchildren. She said you have more patience. She's a very impatient person, she said, and that really you just never ever get cross with them. She said they could never frustrate Daniel. Never, doesn't matter what they do. He's just the most fantastic granddad. Do you find that you have this endless patience?
Well, sometimes I actually have to work myself up to pretend to be annoyed to get them to go to bed or something, but it doesn't always work because they know fine that I'm not annoyed. I suppose it's just such a joy to be with them and have them with us, and you know, as much time as I can, you know, to get to spend with them. You know, we're just talking about, you know, going on holidays in the summer with them. And we're blessed that we get to spend so much time. You know, I know that probably there's some grandparents who have their grandchildren in other countries and are really only maybe a once-a-year grandparent in the physical sense. I know WhatsApp and all this gives you the chance now to see them, but there's nothing like the hug, you know.
Did you ever expect it, Daniel? Did you ever expect what it would feel like?
No, and you know, to be honest, when you hear people talking about their grandchildren before, you know, what it's really about, you know, you think, God, will this ever story ever end? But when you're in the position, you understand fully what these people were talking about. You know, I mean, in my situation, like, I would have met lots of grandparents and saw endless pictures of grandchildren. And, you know, it's a bit like when you go to visit temples. After 10 temples, you wonder, is there a difference with the 11th? And it's the same with the photographs. And now I have to pull myself back. You know, if anybody takes out a picture, I'm there. I'm in, like, Flynn, as they say, with my picture.
I'm fascinated at what it sounds like when Daniel O'Donnell gets cross with his grandparents. What does that sound like when you work yourself up to it?
Well, it's a kind of looking kind of stern, but, you know, the Archie will stand back and he'll look. And yeah, I know one day they said to me, you know, would Gaga ever get annoyed? I think sometimes they'll be trying to see would I get annoyed with them, you know. But it doesn't really work.
No. And Gaga, that's an interesting, because obviously different grandparents have different names. Did you decide yourself what you wanted to be called, or how did that work?
No, Olivia, from nothing, just called me Gaga. You know, it's funny how that happened. And the ironic thing about it is, although I didn't know my father's mother, as you said there, more of us are getting to know grandchildren. And because people are living longer, my grandmother lived in Scotland for my younger years, so I never met her, although she was alive, and you know, I was about maybe 7 or 8 when she died. I had never met her. So and all of her grandchildren called her Gaga.
Ah.
And without any reference to it, Olivia called me Gaga. Yeah.
Isn't that just lovely?
Yeah, it is lovely.
So that's also interesting, though, that you didn't really have a relationship with your own grandparents. I think a lot
no,
of people are sort
only,
of...
My mother's mother was the only one that I knew. She lived with us. And like that, you know, I was the last of... I was the youngest of my family. So that my grandmother was elderly when I was born. I mean, she was... I was probably 9 when she died, and she was 93. So she was in her 80s. When I was born, but I knew her very well because she lived with us, you know, and worshipped her. But that was the only grandparent I knew, whereas Archie and Olivia have, you know, Magella and myself, and they have Gavin's parents, and then they have Siobhan's father and his wife, you know, so there's...
So they're very lucky.
There's a load of grandparents.
They've no idea how lucky sounds of it.
The modern way.
Indeed.
That's the thing.
Well, Gaga O'Donnell.
Yeah, I know.
thank you very much for joining us. I'll just give you 2 texts, Daniel, before I let you go, which I think really sort of wrap it up. One person says, Hemingway on grandchildren said, love my children, adore my grandchildren. That comes from Bernie in Cork. And one other person, June, says, grandchildren are life's dessert. Pure, unadulterated joy. Daniel O'Donnell, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.